Most churches, if they have a purpose statement, usually state it in terms of activities. For instance, we edify, we evangelize, we worship, etc. This makes it harder to evaluate and quantify. Second, I want you to notice that Saddleback's purpose statement is stated in a way that encourages participation by every member. People must be able to see how they can make a contribution toward the goals of your church. The mission must be stated in a way that everyone can not only believe in it, they can participate in it. If your statement doesn't allow individual participation, very little will get done. Third, and most importantly, notice that we've arranged the five purposes into a sequential process. This is absolutely crucial. To be a purpose-driven church, your purposes must be put into a process. That way they can be acted on every day. Every purpose statement needs a process to fulfill it. If not, you simply have a theological statement that sounds good, but produces nothing. Instead of trying to grow a church with programs, focus on growing people with a process. This concept is the heart of being a purpose-driven church. If you will set up a process for developing disciples and stick with it, your church's growth will be healthy, balanced, and consistent. In Nehemiah's story of rebuilding the wall around Jerusalem, we learned that halfway through the project, the people got discouraged and wanted to give up. Like many churches, they lost their sense of purpose and, as a result, became overwhelmed with fatigue, frustration, and fear. Nehemiah rallied the people back to work by reorganizing the project and recasting the vision. He reminded them of the importance of their work and reassured them that God would help them fulfill his purpose. The wall was completed in 52 days. Although the wall took only 52 days to complete, the people became discouraged at the halfway point, just 26 days into the project. Nehemiah had to renew their vision.